Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to be with you on Monday for a little politics, a lot of politics with your coffee this morning. So let me ask you this question. Are you ready to wear a mask indoors in Oregon forever? Yes, Kate is proposing that, even though she gets caught, as you have seen probably. Well, maybe you haven't seen it. I don't know, but you can see it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com or OregonCatalyst.com. Kate Brown at a swanky climate conference in D.C., all around all kinds of people and not wearing a mask. But yet she and the Oregon Health Authority are literally proposing the idea of, in Oregon, you have to wear a mask permanently. So let me ask you that question. If Oregon does that, what does it mean to you? Will you just comply? Or will you be like Avis, who wrote me a great email? By the way, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. She writes me an email. Friday recap. It's a Friday. I went into Coastal Farm, no mask. As I went in, a young Russian couple just ahead of me had no mask. I spoke, "Nice to see you without a mask." They smiled. I asked if they ever listened to the radio for Oregon News. He said, "I listen to Lars on KXL." I said, "Great. Would you like a mini radio guide for more Oregon news?" "Lars is good friends with Jeff Krupp." "Sure. This is great. Thank you." "Thank you, Avis." I said, "How about an online newsletter, the Northwest Observer? That would be a great tool." Next, I saw another couple with a three-year-old who was certain the car she was test driving was going home with her. I asked them the same. They too said, "Great." Took both informationals. Next, I stopped at Valley Roofing, the business who has the wonderful war memorial mural on the side of their building facing Cordon Road. Tana said someone reported owner John claiming he had no permit to paint that mural. John is standing his ground. Good for you, John. Next, Natural Grocers. Mask lady. Repeat handouts. Maskless lady, rather. Repeat handouts. Could tell she was distressed. We parked next to each other. I asked if she would like a U.S. Constitution. She started to cry, tears rolling. She said, "Would I ever?" "Yes. I am a nurse of 15 years and just got fired from my job." I said, "I know. I'm a stranger, but you sure look like you could use a hug." "Yes, I could. I would like that." So we did a hug. Just to remind you, she writes, Friday, this coming Friday, December 10th, the River Church will be holding their monthly Freedom Business Fellowship meeting, and Joe Ray Perkins will be speaking at 7 p.m. So are you ready? Are you ready to wear a mask forever in Oregon? Which, by the way, made national news. There's a national website run out of someplace else. Anyway, it says left-wing Oregon may become the first state with a permanent mask rule. And this is, I think this is a Florida website. Anyway, it says perhaps Florida should brace for a new round of interstate refugees, this time from Oregon. The Oregon Health Authority, during a meeting on Thursday, discussed making it existing statewide mask permanent, according to The Blaze. Oregon is one of six states, including Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New Mexico, and Washington that require most people to mask up for indoor activities regardless of their vaccination status. At the meeting, the Oregon Health Authority's Rules Advisory Committee discussed how to extend the requirement into the future without end. Current regulation is only good for 6 months as a temporary measure. It will expire in February. The group's top medical advisor tried to spin the outcome. Permanent means indefinite. Doesn't necessarily mean permanent, said Dr. Paul Cieslak. Told the local media, we can repeal it as well, but we're only allowed to have a temporary rule for 180 days. And anything beyond that goes beyond 180 days, we cannot extend it. The first mask mandate imposed in May of 2020 lasted for 13 months. The proposed new rule is expected to be released within a couple of weeks. A public hearing on it will be held later. So, our governor proposes a permanent indoor mask rule. Based on what authority? Well, based on her handpicked Oregon Supreme Court saying, well, she has the authority. So, if Oregon becomes the only state to have a permanent indoor mask mandate, what does that mean for businesses? Like this one, and by the way, I got an email from Matt. By the way, if you want to comment, you tell me. What will you do, and what will you do with businesses that demand you wear a mask, like the Sherwin-Williams store did the other day when my mother and I walked into it in Albany? We had to put on a stinking mask. A lot of businesses don't. What happens if Kate does a permanent rule? Doesn't matter. Maybe it's 20 to 1, 100 to 1 comments against a permanent mask rule in Oregon, indoor. Even though, of course, she doesn't wear one. What will you do? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So I get an email from Matt here. Denied service is the name of it. Well, Jeff, this weekend I was officially discriminated against almost two times. First, the local UPS store wanted me to mask up. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he said I needed to wait outside and he can do a drop-off. Which, whatever, that was fine. Next, I ordered Domino's online, Domino's pizza. And at the Domino's in Kaiser, I forgot to pay online, so I get there, walk in. Eventually, they tell me to put on a mask. And I told them I'm here to pick up an online order. She says, I need to go outside. And she comes outside. I tell her, here is my card. Can you please bring me my pizza? She told me, no, I will not run your card because you didn't put on a mask. I said, I'm outside, please. So just run my card and give me my pizza. She said, no, it's the law to wear a mask. So I told her, it's not a law. It's a rule. And then I told her, so you're going to discriminate against me like Jim Crow? She had no clue about that. And I said, you're going to deny me service and discriminate? She said, yes. And I said, fine. I will not buy from you guys ever again since you discriminate. Unbelievable how people are treating others. Just to let you know, this is, according to Matt, the Domino's Pizza store in Kaiser. So if Kate makes indoor mask rule permanent, what does that mean for some of these businesses? You know, like Avis said here, she went to Coastal Farm, walked in and out of there with no mask. Valley Roofing, a lot of other places, Natural Grocers. Then you go to a place and you read it. You hear a story, and I just read this story to you from one of our listeners, Matt, about Domino's in Kaiser. What do you do? What will you do? Now, I will tell you, last night I went into Safeway in Junction City. You know, I live close to Junction City now. And I didn't have a mask on. Nobody hassled me. Nobody said anything. Most people were wearing masks, but there were a few who didn't. And weren't. I personally am going to go to stores that don't require me to wear a mask. If I walk into a Bi-Mart, some Bi-Mart, I guess, stores require you to wear a mask and some don't. I go into the Junction City Bi-Mart and they require a mask. I'm not going to walk in there again. It's that simple. So what are you going to do? If Kate makes the permanent mask, indoor mask rule, if she makes it permanent, not based on the law, but based on a ruling by the Oregon Supreme Court that took two different laws made decades apart and convolutedly put it, that's why I can't call them convoluted, because that's not how you do that. But said, yeah, she has the authority to just be queen. She can extend the lockdown. She can extend mask policies as long as she wants by rule. At what point do the people say we've had enough? Or do we just meekly go on? You tell me. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. By the way, this story about Kate Brown being maskless again, this is not the first time. At this D.C. And by the way, there's this is OregonWatchdog.com. It's hilarious. Because there is this picture. And this was a tweet that went out. Okay? And this person was saying how awesome it is. The amazing and utterly fabulous and indefatigable champions for equality and progress who are Kate Brown for Orr and some David guy. Well, she's standing there in Washington, D.C. This is December 5th. With these two other people, no mask on. In fact, nobody behind them in the picture has a mask on either. So apparently it's okay. Well, the picture has Kate Brown's face circled, and next to it is a, you know, one of those little sunny emoji guys looking at her with a mask on. Pictures say 1,000 words. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You know, the whole purpose of this show. Oh, here's Fox Business. The headline, study, Omicron is more transmissible but less severe. So what are you going to do? Permanent mask rule? What, will you do what I do? Just go somewhere else? Put the word out, social media and others, start punishing these businesses. That's the only way we're going to do it. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Pat. Pat, good morning. What are your thoughts on the permanent mask rule? Hang on. I didn't look at the time, Pat.
Okay.
I'll be back in 2 minutes, okay? And I'll give you lots of time. It's 6:20 in the morning, folks. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on, and we got a couple of callers, if you want to comment on Kate Brown's proposed permanent indoor mask rule, which the guy leading her task force says, it's not really permanent. I wonder if Kate Brown's approval rating in the poll can go any lower than this latest Ipsos tip national poll. It shows Joe Biden with just 22% of Americans wanting him to run again. Ooh, that kind of hurts. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. To the phones. We've got a Pat. Pat, thanks for hanging on. What do you say today?
Yeah, okay. This mask business, we need a list of people or businesses that will not make you wear your mask in that. Now, Domino's in South Salem next to Fred Meyer's, you do not have to wear your mask there. I've been going in there, and I haven't worn a mask. Fred Meyer's, I have not worn my mask in there at South Salem. Key Bank, I do not wear a mask. Winco in South Salem. The Goodwill store, though, they do make you wear your mask, so I'm going to go to a different place. But I do think we need to stick together, and I need to find out, and I think others do too, the places where you do not have to wear a mask. Key Bank is another place that I don't have to wear a mask.
That, by the way, is the first bank I've heard of that doesn't require a mask. I've been in three banks, different branches, including my own. I bank at Chase, and they demand you have to put a mask on. I go in with a face shield. It's not good enough. I have to put a mask on under the face shield. So, look, Pat, I agree. I'm wondering if, and I know, Avis, you listen, and some of the rest of you, I wonder if Freedom Business Fellowship, which is meeting Friday night at 7 o'clock. I wonder if they have that list, Pat, that you're talking about, a list of businesses that don't require a mask. I'd like to know.
Well, I'd like to find one.
Well, me too.
Someplace where we could get these places.
Yeah, I mean, it should be specific to the areas, you know, like in Albany, Eugene, certainly Salem, obviously, but some of the other surrounding communities. I'd love to know. It's a great question. If anybody out there knows, any of our listeners knows, if somebody who's come up with a list, the businesses that don't require a mask, I'd love to get it from you. Please email me or call 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Pat, thank you. I appreciate
Thanks.
It. Before I go
Bye-bye.
To my buddy Freddie, Freedom Heating and Air is this great company that makes your life better. They make you feel a lot more comfortable at home. And, folks, we got some cold weather coming. So if your heat pump's not keeping up or the furnace, you need to call them, and right away. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. They offer discounts to veterans and seniors and, frankly, apartment managers and others. 580-1456. Freddie, good morning, brother. How are you? What do you say about Kate's permanent mask rule?
Good morning, Jeff. You know, the post office is exempt from wearing a mask. Congress and all their staff people are exempt from wearing a mask. I don't wear a mask. I go into Ross Store on Sunny Slope, I don't wear a mask. In fact, wherever I go, I don't wear a mask. And I even go to my church, I don't wear a mask, and the priest doesn't wear a mask either. So I think if people just ignore it and just don't apply, you know, don't start wearing a mask, just you know, if they say, hey, you can't be here unless you wear a mask, then just walk out and leave. I mean, they'll finally get the message. I mean, this is crazy. I'm not going to wear a mask. I can't breathe with a mask.
Well, so good point, by the way. And so the other thing that you make the right suggestion about how we handle this at the most basic level, what you do is, as you are leaving a store that is denying you service, you do like Matt said, is you simply tell them, you're discriminating against me because other states do not have the mask mandate because it doesn't work. And they have lower infection rates than we do in Oregon. So here's the thing. Since you're discriminating against me, I'm going to let everybody in my circle of influence on social media know you guys are discriminating against me with your mask policy because you have competitors who are not enforcing the mask policy. I'm going to hurt you in your pocketbook. And you say that kind of thing. And you know what? Freddie, when they start hearing it enough, sooner or later the management is going to figure it out, aren't they?
And it is, and it's very unhealthy. You know, I mean, it's,
yes.
It's, I mean, you're breathing your own exhaust. You know, it's not healthy at all. And masks don't work if you ask any operating room nurse, she'll tell you that the masks don't work. You know, they're only good for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's about it.
And then you're supposed to wash them, right?
It's unhealthy. So, it's unhealthy. And just say, look, I'm not going to do that. I'm worried about my health.
So this is why, partly why people are getting fired, and then you've got people, the vaccination issue. And, I mean, this is tyranny, a permanent mask rule. Kate Brown says, follow the science. Well, if the science in other states shows that not having a mask requirement, not wearing a mask, doesn't increase infection rates, Freddie, wouldn't you think that would be a strong argument against it?
Well, certainly it would be. And the other issue too, this is a request. It's not a law. And people need to understand that. Just because somebody in a government position says that they want you to wear a mask and you abide by that, where's the law that states that?
It isn't a law. And
no.
I would bet you that you will not see, I'm just saying this, in this upcoming February session, Freddie, I do not think you will see the legislature proposing permanent indoor mask law. Because I think they know better. We'll see. Freddie, thanks. Always good talking to your friend. It's 6:30 in the morning. So what are you going to do if Oregon makes a permanent indoor mask rule? Are you going to comply or are you going to stand up against it? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It is 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us on Political Coffee, it's the beginning of a new week and a new opportunity for you to persuade someone who's persuadable in your world, you know, about political things and about how those political ideas are affecting their life. Like Kate Brown's proposed new permanent indoor mask rule, even though her spokesperson who's heading up this group says, well, it ain't really permanent. Really? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. That's that Power Buick GMC talk line. We've got callers. Caller, you called in and then you left over the break. Call back, please, because I do want to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from Jimmy. It says, free business lists are great, but we come up with a list. Kate and her minions will begin to target those businesses. We need to continue to resist informally. Yes, and how would we do that? Well, that's where you and I come in. That's why we have email. That's why we have, tools like Telegram, right? I think so. David writes this, the mask. I do not recommend this, but I have a friend who does open carry, hangs his mask from his pistol, and no one says a word to him. Goes wherever he likes. Could end up in trouble, but So far, so good. Now, that has to be the most creative idea I've heard of yet for making a statement against. I think that's fantastic. Hang your mask on your open carry pistol on your belt. That's a great idea. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, good morning. And boy, I am so disappointed in the Ducks.
Go Ducks. It's just been one of those years. What can you say? First, we lose the game, and now we might lose our coach, and what else?
Do you think he's really going to go back to Florida?
I would not be a bit surprised. It's his dream job. He played there. He grew up there. I can't blame him. Although, you know, it does leave a sour taste in your mouth that he wanted to bring a championship here, and then 2 years later he's gone. But I can't blame him, and we'll be fine. I wear a mask. I don't wear a mask anywhere. I'm in Tualatin. I go to all the businesses, all the banks, everywhere. I just don't wear a mask, don't make a big deal about it. If they do ask me, which I haven't been asked in 6 months, it's the Home Depot, Dick's Sporting Goods, everywhere. And I don't wear it. No, Safeways, I don't wear it. Nobody bothers me. I don't bother them. Carry on conversations with the managers, the checkers, fruit people. Nobody says anything. I think most of them just sort of kind of wink and smile and just go, hey, way to go. I think as much as anything, it just takes a amount of courage to walk in there and do what, you know, go against the grain.
Yeah, you know, if you don't like confrontation, you will comply. If you're going to stand up for what you believe, then you're not. And you're going to be willing to walk into a place and have them say, sorry, can't let you in. You know, like I'll never go into the Sherman Williams store in Albany again, ever, for any reason.
Sure. Right.
Okay, I'm done with them. Okay, and that's why I'm saying that on the air. This is my experience with them. This is what they did to me. That's why I understand Matt's experience with the Domino's in Kaiser. And I appreciate Pat calling and saying, well, the other Domino's that she goes to doesn't require a mask. You know, I'm not here, Jerry, trying to dump on businesses, but I'm also here to talk about those businesses that are going to stand up for freedom and to let you know about those that don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and places like Fred Meyer's, they don't hassle you at all. I think a lot of these businesses have been told, hey, don't ride our customers. If they don't wear a mask, we've got the sign out front. That's all that matters. We're not going to make life miserable for somebody who doesn't want to abide. And I think that message has been told to a lot of the people. If you just walk through and ignore the signs, people are just going to let you go, and it just takes a certain amount of backbone to do that.
It does. Thank you, Jerry.
Talk to you later.
I'm mourning as you are over the Ducks, and I hope that Cristobal sticks around. We're going to go to Bill in a moment. I want to remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing has this great new product called RoofMax. You can only get it from them. You know, this is this great local roofing company that's been in business here in the Mid-Valley since 1978. Second generation family owned. RoofMax is a product. Bill, call back. Okay, call back. RoofMax is a product that is made out of soybeans, and it is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, and it extends the life of that roof. If you're getting towards the end of the life of your asphalt shingle roof and you know it's starting to get a little sketchy, you ought to call Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. They'll give you a free estimate. They'll see, they'll climb up on your roof. They'll let you know what condition generally your roof is in, and maybe you need a little tune-up here and there. You do it for free. 503-647-4725. And they got a great video about RoofMax. You can watch it online on their website, pfeifferroofing.com. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Roofing. pfeifferroofing.com, pfeifferroofing.com. So this is an interesting question. Delana writes me an email and says, non-compliant. She says, I've been spouting the injustice that is happening for over a year, and now people are tired of it. So now they want it to end. I struggle to have empathy for them. That being said, stop covering your face, and when a business asks to say no and leave if they make an issue of it. You need to examine your life and decide what's really important. I don't wear a mask anywhere, and I have a few friends that are now following my lead and not putting one on until asked. This is a free country, and folks need to act like it. I have a list of businesses that never bothered me, and I'm welcomed with a smile when I come in. On a side note, we will not vote our way out of this in Oregon, so you better get ready to make a stand. Interesting perspective. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What will you do? Will you comply? And what does it mean for you as a business owner if Kate makes the indoor mask rule permanent? Does that mean that a lot of these businesses that are now saying, hey, you don't have to wear a mask, are going to require you to wear a mask? Something to think about. Bill's back, but I'm going to go to Tim first, and then, Bill, I'm going to go to you next, so don't go away. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Just a couple quick things, and then I'm going to get to the point. I have to keep thinking about small business. There are small businesses that are going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt with a gross receipts tax, and now with this, and if people boycott small businesses, I'm going to wonder what impact that's going to have on them, because I know people who are leaving Oregon, and every one of them that are leaving are the small business owners. And I need to word that differently, but. And,
okay.
The second thing is Jeff, the governor, what would have happened if the Republican Party had been successful in a recall? Would it be different if the governor was different? And then second, what are we doing about the Republican Party? Because we're going to do this individually, but if we're not addressing the Republican Party, I think it's going to be a non-issue. And if I may, just a quick one, Jeff.
Sure.
There was a guy who didn't have a mask on. We were in the return in Fred Meyer, and they had the 6 feet rule. He didn't have a mask on. There was a lady in front of him that had a child in her arms and about a 3.5-year-old standing next to him, and he was about 1.5 feet away, breathing on the baby. He was big. He was intimidating, and it was getting very close for me just to go over and tell him to move, and it would be a confrontation between, because if you're not going to wear the mask, stay 6 feet away.
Fair point, Tim. Thank you for sharing that. Fair point. If you're not going to wear a mask, just give people a little extra space. I mean, that's nothing. By the way, Mike Slagle, thanks for this this great. I'll share it with you after I talk to Bill here, folks. This is the Facebook page, the Plague Spreader Hall of Shame. Oh, Mike, you're so creative. Let's go to Bill. Bill, thanks for calling back. Your thoughts today.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm an Oregon resident. I'm working in Montana. It's 19 degrees, snowed yesterday, and I'm still living in a mask-free state. We have nobody wears masks unless you want to, even in the restaurants and the gas stations and banks. The only place they require you to wear masks are the hospitals, but other than that, it's a free mask state, and I understand people can't leave Oregon, but all I do is can say, guys, is keep fighting.
Well, you're right, and we're going to keep fighting. And it's, you know, we're going to fight against this proposed mask rule, permanent indoor mask rule. And folks, you know, one of the ways that I'm going to suggest you do this is, and Bill, thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. I mean, I appreciate your reports from cold Montana, but free Montana, folks. I'll take freedom. Either cold or warm, doesn't matter, any day. Be safe, brother. Appreciate it. So here's what I'm going to suggest to you all. Take this picture of Kate Brown standing maskless in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Put it on your phone. And every time that a person hassles you or a business about the indoor mask rule, just pull up the picture and show it to them of our governor being a hypocrite and just say, you know what? If it's Kate Brown doesn't think she has to abide by an indoor mask rule, why should I? And why should you enforce it? Nobody likes a hip back in the moment. 6:14.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today on Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the email I got from Julie, maskless, about Kate Brown's shirt's mask rule. Maskless, what is good for the goose is good for all geese and ganders. Yep, that's sort of what I was just alluding to. By the way, the Plague Spreader Hall of Shame is a Facebook page dedicated to shaming those of us who don't believe in wearing a mask. So Mike, he takes the picture that is everywhere of Kate Brown this weekend in D.C. at this climate conference, standing right, holding like arms around people with no mask on and nobody with mask on. And he writes, here's the best one yet. Corby writes an email, says the fact that anyone is still wearing a mask today just shows the lack of uninformed, low IQ people there are. People, just stop wearing a mask. It's that simple. COVID is old news. It isn't a pandemic. It never was. Rebecca Donaldson, Art, hang on, I'll get you in a second. Rebecca Donaldson is a gold medal winning real estate broker. In fact, she won the best of the Willamette Valley. Why? Is she pretty darn good at what she does? Buying and selling houses? If you're thinking about that, you ought to give her a call, 503-269-0747, 269-0747, or visit her website, rebeccasgothouses.com, rebeccasgothouses.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
I'm fine, Jeff. A little wet out here today. Yeah, this climate change garbage. I wish they'd really realize. Kate's too stupid to realize that climate has changed forever. It's going to continue to change. And the sun is what affects our climate more than anything else. And I'm sure we're not going to get rid of the sun. The mask mandate, Jeff, I breathe from the bottom on all those dang places that I'm required, because they're state building good stuff. And I'm going to continue to do that because I'm like my mother used to be, claustrophobic. And so if I can't breathe fresh air, I'll go nuts. But hopefully we'll get rid of Kate and we won't have to worry about it. But I predict if they do the mask mandate, the jails will be full.
Well, it'll be interesting to see again. The impact is, you know, what does Kate then say to Oregon OSHA, which has kind of been letting these businesses slide, right? That, you know, well, the mask policy as it is today is kind of a little bit loose because a lot of people have been vaccinated, right?
Well,
does this mean that they will no longer give that slack to businesses?
Well, and Jeff, it's funny, the vaccine mandate, you look at, I was listening to Mark Hall this weekend, and all these legislators, their employees, they're all excluded from the vaccine mandate.
They're all exempt, that's right.
So what's good enough for them is good enough for us, and if they're not going to wear a mask, we shouldn't wear the mask, or if we do wear them, breathe out of the bottom like I do, because I don't see anywhere in the rules that says you can't do that, breathe out of the bottom when you need a breath fresh air. But let's just get rid of Kate, get a Republican elected, and all this crap go away, hopefully.
Well, you're right. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it.
Great
you're
day,
right.
Jeff.
And how could we
day.
Get rid? All right. See you later, brother. How could we get rid of Kate? Well, Linda writes an email, says, am I hearing right that Kate Brown is in Washington, D.C. again? I still feel like she's going to get a job in the Biden administration. She's just a placeholder right now in Oregon. That's why she can be outrageous, because she doesn't have to remain here and take the consequences. It's so embarrassing to be an Oregonian. Well, that's one of the ways of getting rid of Kate. But who do we get if Kate is gone? Somebody even worse. A true, dedicated communist. Oregon Secretary of State, Shamia Fagan. That ain't good. I want to remind you, if you're looking for a contractor that will treat you right, especially if they're working inside your home, you should talk to Righteous Renovations. Check out their great website, righteousrenovations.com, and you can look at some of these projects that they've done inside people's homes in really critical spaces like your bathroom or your kitchen. You want to make your life miserable? Have a contractor come in and take a long time to fix your bathroom or your kitchen. That ain't fun, folks. Well, Righteous Renovations knows that. They've got a great team of people. Just look and read the great satisfied customer comments on righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. Look at the pictures there. Righteousrenovations.com. Anne writes an email about mask tyranny. Hi, Jeff. I was having a conversation with a girlfriend yesterday, and she agrees that the mask that mass refusal is the only way to fight this. By the way, the UPS store on River Road is really hardcore, and they aren't nice about it. You walk in there without it, they instantly tell you to get out. Also, in case anyone still doesn't know, the government people aren't taking the shots. They have exempted themselves. This is a point Art just brought up. They've exempted themselves like Congress, the White House staff, and probably Kate Brown have never had any vaccine shots. All the videos of Biden and probably Kate Brown getting shots are fake. The syringes are full of saline. And don't forget, illegal aliens don't have to get them either. Now, I don't know about the syringes being full of saline. That could be. I don't know about that. But she makes a good point here. Don't forget, illegal aliens don't have to get the shot either. She continues, it's time for Oregon to take our freedom back. We can't do it at the ballot box because they throw all our mail-in ballots in the trash. We're going to have to find another way. Well, they actually can't do that at the local level. And the better way, the other way, is for us to show up in mass ahead of time with these county clerks in these critical counties as Republican observers, one for every computer. Now, when the county says, like in Multnomah County, well, we'll only allow, because of the size of the room, we're only going to allow one observer for every 10 or 11 computers, then you file a lawsuit. Somebody mentioned earlier about where's the Republican Party. That's what the Republican Party ought to be doing in Oregon. Because you know what? If you have so many observers, and this is one of the things that was credited with the great win in Virginia, is they had tons of Republican observers. It's hard to cheat when you got that many people looking over your shoulder. And you got to do it in advance, and you got to do it through the courts, folks. That's how you do it. We can win. One person at a time, that's where you come in. Ponder this topic today. What will you do? What does it mean for your life?